I've learned a lot about the stolen generation today from the workshop from people from Australia, and I just kind of want to know, why would you want to be reconciled with people who've treated you so badly in the past?
Well, you need to liberate the oppressor as well as yourself. And in doing that, you're able then to construct a decent sort of future for both of you on the basis of some mutual respect and some accord. It doesn't mean you forget what the history has been, but you don't let that history neutralise you into remorse and being a victim, because then you become totally useless to what the cause is about. And the cause is about liberating your people as well as enabling the oppressors to find a way to be better human beings and better administrators. The world is a pretty small place after all, and human beings are priceless. And if there's a way in which we can help to sustain and enrich any human being in the world, then we ought to be about that. Find the common ground, concentrate on developing the common ground, and then come back and have a look at what it is that you found that was of difference between yourselves, and see whether it still has got any substance or whether it rings hollow. Because half the time, most of those things that are of difference are not really of substance. When we get down to what is the essential goal and the vision, and that's to see another human being in this world live with a sense of pride and dignity and a sense of quality. So that's what the dream in Australia has been about, a reconciled Australia that respects the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history and provides justice and equity for all.